The news is read by Brian Jennings.
In the United States, Hurricane Ian has made landfall in Florida last night, has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm with wind speeds of about 140 kilometres an hour. Storm surges flooded communities along the southwest coast, and the authorities are warning it still poses a risk to life. More than 2 million Florida residents were reported to be without power. The storm's slower pace of movement means more rain will fall over land, particularly the tourist city of Orlando in the centre of the state, increasing flood risk. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Hurricane Ian is weaker than it was when it made landfall yesterday evening, but then it was a strong Category 4 storm, the fifth strongest hurricane ever recorded in the United States. Once it came on shore, it was always going to slow down and was classified as a Category 1 hurricane at 4 a.m. Irish time. Power outages were severe in the area around the city of Fort Myers on the west coast of Florida, which bore the brunt of the storm. It then turned inland. Orlando, a major tourist destination, is next in line to feel the full effects of the storm. The slower movement of the hurricane means it will stay longer above the city, subjecting it to exceptionally heavy rain and high winds for an extended period, with a risk of flash flooding. It's then forecast to move out to sea over the Space Coast, the area around Cape Canaveral. NASA has moved its giant Artemis moon rocket off the launch pad over the weekend to protect it from the storm, which will delay launch well into next month. The storm is expected to come on shore again on Friday night in South Carolina near the city of Charleston. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The United States has announced a further $1.1 billion package of military aid for Ukraine. It includes funding for 18 more advanced HIMARS rocket systems and means the US has committed $17 billion in security assistance to the government in Kiev this year. US officials say the rocket systems are key to Ukraine's recent battle successes. The latest package includes systems to counter drones that Russian forces have been using against Ukrainian troops, as well as ammunition, radar systems and military vehicles. Gardaí have arrested a man in his 50s on suspicion of organised crime-related offences. The man was arrested on foot of a warrant issued under Section 42 of the Criminal Justice Act, which allows for the arrest of a person in prison. He has been detained at a Garda station in Dublin and can be questioned for up to 24 hours. A new survey indicates that 60% of children would never tell their parents if they were cyberbullied and do not know how to have this conversation. The study by the children's charity Barnardo's suggests that almost half of respondents said they wouldn't tell anybody if they were bullied online. Karen Creed reports.
The Barnardus Online Safety Programme surveyed more than 340 children aged between 8 and 12, with focus groups held in schools across Ireland earlier this year. Its findings show that more than half of the respondents have been cyberbullied at least once, while 62% have seen other people being bullied on digital devices. The charity also found that 60% of the children surveyed said they would never tell their parents if they were being cyberbullied and do not know how they would discuss this with them. Almost one-fifth of respondents said they had been cyberbullied in a way that really affected their ability to learn and feel safe at school. The chief executive of Barnardus, Suzanne Connolly, said it's vital that the experiences of children who have directly faced cyberbullying continue to inform the development of the next action plan on bullying.
The Grammy Award-winning US rapper Coolio has died in Los Angeles at the age of 59. The artist, whose real name was Artis Leon Ivey Jr., is best known for the chart-topping song Gangsta's Paradise, released in 1995. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mostly dry today, apart from the odd light shower. There will be long spells of autumn sunshine and just a partial build-up of cloud during the afternoon. After a cool start, afternoon temperatures will range from around 14 to 17 degrees in moderate northwest breezes.